Chapter 6. Driver Information. Be in shape to drive. Driving is one of the most complex things that people do, and it is not always easy to be a safe user of the roadway. Driving is also one of the few things people do regularly that can injure or kill us. Being a safe driver takes a lot of skill, experience, responsibility, and judgment. This task is even more difficult when learning to drive. The motorist's ability to drive safely depends on the ability to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while on drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit to drive. DCDMV, the drive to excellence. The DCDMV is committed to providing excellent customer service, promoting safe driving environment, and protecting customer interests. Driving privilege. Driving a motor vehicle in the District of Columbia is a privilege and not a right. Your driver license grants you the privilege to operate a motor vehicle on roadways safely and responsibly. Obtaining a false or forged identification card, driver license, or permit. The law states that if you attempt to secure a false or fraudulent identification card, driver license, or permit, or knowingly possess a false or fraudulent identification card, driver license, or permit, you may be subject to a fine or imprisonment. Road signs. You must be able to read and explain all highway signs. The knowledge test consists of several local and highway signs, and the DMV examiner will check to see if attention to the signs is paid during the driving test. Traffic laws. Traffic laws are intended to prevent crashes and keep traffic moving. If you violate the law, you can cause a crash, slow traffic, or be ticketed and/or fined. Four major components of driving. 1. Looking and seeing. 2. Thinking and deciding. 3. Letting others know what you are going to do. 4. Making a decision. Looking and seeing. You look with your eyes but see with your mind. Keeping an alert mind to what is going on around you will prepare you for the important decisions you must make when you drive. Thinking and deciding. After you see what is important, you must think about it and decide what to do. If you are interested in your own safety and the safety of others, you will decide what to do on the basis of least risk. Notice that we said the least risk. All driving involves some risk. The smart driver quickly sizes up the situation, realizes that there are several different things he, she might do, and decides to do thing that involves the least risk. Letting other know what you are going to do. Other drivers and pedestrians on the road must know what you are going to do if they are to keep out of your way. You let them know through hand signals, turn signals, headlights, brake lights, and by the position of your vehicle. Making a decision. When you have decided what you are going to do, you must do it using all your driving experience and skills. Obeying traffic laws. You must obey all of District of Columbia's traffic laws. You have a responsibility to obey road sign, traffic signals, lane markings, orders of police officers, and in emergency situation the direction of firefighters. General laws. You must know the general laws. You commit a misdemeanor or felony when you disregard any traffic law or fail to do something required by the law. You must obey the instructions of a police officer even though they may be contrary to laws, signs, signals, and markings. Such instructions may be necessary to keep traffic moving safely. You must not try to evade a traffic signal or road sign by leaving the road and traveling across private property. Aggressive driving. Aggressive driving is a form of reckless driving. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has estimated that aggressive drivers cause 2/3 of all fatal crashes and are responsible for nearly 35% of all crashes. A person may be guilty of aggressive driving if they do any of the following. Pass traffic lights with steady red indication. Overtake and pass vehicles. Pass on right. Change lanes swiftly. Follow too closely. Fail to yield right of way. Exceed maximum speed limit. What causes aggressive driving? Crowded roads. Being in a hurry. Road work. stress from other areas of life. Dangerous driving attitudes. Selfishness. How to avoid becoming an aggressive driver. Plan ahead. Obey the speed limit. Identify alternative routes. Just be late. Be a courteous and patient driver. How to protect yourself from aggressive drivers. Get out of the way and let an aggressive driver pass. Don't challenge them. Avoid eye contact. Always be a courteous driver. Help prevent aggressive driving. Report incidents of aggressive driving to the police. Set an example for younger passengers. Reckless driving. A person is guilty of reckless driving if he drives a motor vehicle with a willful disregard for the safety of people or property, or in a manner that indicates a willful disregard for the safety of people or property. Negligent driving. A person is guilty of negligent driving if he or she drives a motor vehicle in a careless or imprudent manner that endangers any property or the life of any individual. Drag racing. You must not engage in any vehicle race, speed exhibition, or speed contest, including those commonly known as drag races, on any public street, road, or highway. Crashes. In accordance with the law, there are certain duties to be performed when you are involved in a crash. The main duties of any driver involved in a crash are to stop. Remain as close to the scene as possible until you have aided any injured person and identified yourself. If possible, move your car away from the line of traffic. Aid any injured person. You must render assistance to any person injured in the crash. Depending on the extent of the injury, assistance in most instances is accomplished by calling for an ambulance. Normally, you should not attempt to move a person who is unconscious or seriously hurt. Identify yourself. Drivers involved in crashes must give their name, address, and the registration information of the vehicle they are driving. Upon request, show your driver license to the other person involved in the crash. If no one is in condition to receive the information and no police officer is present, you must, as soon as possible, report this information to the nearest police department. Provide insurance information. You must give the name and address of your insurance company, the name and address of the local agent or local office, and your policy number or other identifying number. Leave written notice. If an unattended vehicle or other property is damaged, an attempt must be made to locate the owner. If the owner cannot be located, a written notice giving the identifying information listed above must be left in or on the damaged vehicle or property in a conspicuous and secure place. Make required report. Any motor vehicle crash in which you are involved should be reported to your insurance company. Duty of a motorist striking a domestic animal with a motor vehicle. If you should strike and injure a domestic animal with a motor vehicle, you should immediately notify the police department having jurisdiction in the area where the crash occurred. The police will contact the proper agency to obtain medical care for the animal. Safe driving practices. Keep your mind on driving, obey the laws, and be courteous to other highway users. Although you may obey the traffic laws, you can still be involved in a traffic crash. Other drivers may not obey traffic laws, or they may not be alert, or their vehicles may be in poor mechanical condition. To be a safe driver, you must be alert, foresee danger, and make allowances for the mistakes of others. This section suggests safety practices that will help you avoid crashes or, when unavoidable, to reduce their severity. To ensure your safety, basic safety rules are very important. Look over the condition of the outside of the vehicle, inspect tires, look for loose objects, leaks, etc. Adjust the seat, adjust mirrors, properly fasten seat belts, insert key and start engine. Before starting off, think how adverse conditions, such as light, weather, road and traffic conditions will affect your trip, and check vehicle brake lights and signals before you drive. Turning. Safe turning requires planning. Make up your mind well in advance of reaching the turning point. Last-minute decisions often cause crashes. Move into the proper lane well before you need to make the turn. The faster the traffic flows, the sooner you should get into the proper lane. Look behind you and to both sides. Signal your intention is required by law before changing lanes. Slow down to a reasonable turning speed, but do so gradually. The only exception is when you are leaving the interstate other limited access highway. Make the turn according to the law. Backing. Backing a motor vehicle requires skill and good judgment. Watch for children walking, running, or playing on toy cars or tricycles. In most conditions, it is safe to back up provided you turn your head and look back out the rear window and check both side view mirrors. Don't depend on the one rear view mirror alone. Never back up fast or far. Instead, find a way to turn around. Never back out or into an intersection. Instead, turn into a side street and turn around there or drive around the block. If you use a driveway to turn around, it is safer to back into it and drive out than vice versa. Back out of angled parking spaces carefully. Use of the horn. Sound your horn only to warn a pedestrian, cyclist, or the driver of another vehicle in the event of an emergency. The horn is not intended to take the place of brakes. Never use the horn in a posted quiet zone unless in an emergency. Do not use your horn to alert a motorist, cyclist, or pedestrian of your approach in a non-emergency situation. A loud horn can cause a cyclist to lose control. Starting from a garage or driveway. Watch for nearby vehicles or pedestrians. Move carefully to join traffic at the proper speed. When you must back out, be sure to look behind your car first. You may need to leave your car to be sure there is nothing in your way. Watch carefully behind the vehicle through the mirrors and by turning your head to look out the window while you are backing up. Stop before entering the street and look again before proceeding. Hand signals under special conditions. Use hand signals in addition to your turn signals when the sun is shining brightly and when vehicles immediately behind you obscure your turn signal. Crowding inside the vehicle. Never let passengers or parcels crowd you while you are driving. Never let anything in the vehicle obstruct your vision in all directions. Having something attached to or hanging from the rear view mirror while driving is against the regulations in the District of Columbia. Pets. Keep pets away from you as you drive. Do not let them sit on your lap or get fresh air from the driver's side window. Never leave a pet unattended in your vehicle. Loose objects. Loose objects, particularly those on the front dashboard and the rear window shelf, can become projectiles in a crash. Put loose objects in the trunk or on the floor, since even objects on seats can fly up and strike you or another passenger. A falling object, such as a bag of groceries, may startle you and make you take your eyes off the road or your hands off the steering wheel. Keep objects off the floor that would interfere with the brake or gas pedals. Driving past parked cars. When driving past parked cars, watch out for opening car doors, pedestrians, especially children, stepping out or running from between cars and bicyclists. Driving conditions. When to reduce speed. You must slow down when coming to an intersection, railroad grade crossing, curve, or the crest of a hill. Near playgrounds and schools, or where children are playing. Traveling upon any narrow or winding roadway. There is danger to pedestrians, and weather or highway conditions, or your own condition, require slower speeds for safety. Never drive so slowly as to interfere with other vehicles moving at normal speeds. Drivers who block or hinder other traffic by driving too slowly can cause crashes. Wet pavements. Wet pavements are far more slippery than dry pavement. When the road is wet, it is much more difficult to hold the road on curves and it takes a longer distance to stop. Be especially careful at the beginning of a light rain. The mixture of oil and water on the pavement is particularly dangerous. The oils and other vehicle fluids have not been washed away yet as they would after a rain of several hours. Similarly, watch out for wet leaves on pavement in the autumn. Hydroplaning and flooding. At speeds up to 35 miles per hour, most tires with tread will wipe the road surface the way a windshield wiper cleans the windshield. As speed increases, the wiping action of the tires becomes less effective and tires start to ride on a layer of water just as with a water ski. This is called hydroplaning. When this happens, you cannot brake, accelerate, or properly turn. As soon as you feel any loss of control, take your foot off the gas pedal and hold the steering wheel firmly in the direction you intend to go. Allow your vehicle speed to decrease until you regain complete control of the vehicle. Flooding can occur during heavy rainfall. Flash floods can come rapidly and unexpectedly. They can occur within a few minutes or hours of excessive rainfall. Do not drive through flooded areas. If you see a flooded roadway ahead, turn around and find another route to get to your destination. Be cautious, especially at night when visibility is limited. If 6 inches of water reaches the bottom of a vehicle, it may cause loss of control or possible stalling. 2 feet of moving water can carry away most vehicles, including sports utility vehicles and pickup trucks. Even if the water appears shallow enough to cross, do not attempt to cross a flooded road. Water can hide dips, or worse, floodwaters can damage roadways by washing away the underlying road surface. If there is no other route, proceed to higher ground and wait for the water to subside. Following distance. Leave as much space between your vehicle and one ahead as you possibly can to allow for a sudden stop. Most rear-end collisions are caused by following too closely. Watch the car ahead of you when it passes a reference point, such as a sign or overpass. Then count 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004. If you pass the same spot before you are finished counting to 1004, you are following too closely. When you are following vehicles which stop often, buses, post office vans, you should allow more following distance than usual. When driving in bad weather, you should increase the distance between your vehicle and the one ahead of you to 4 or 5 seconds. Remember, don't cut trucks off. It takes much more time and distance for a truck to stop. 3 to 4 second following and stopping distance rule. The distance in which you can stop your vehicle is important in helping you to choose a safe driving speed. The following can be used as a rough guide, but your actual stopping distance will depend upon many factors, including the length of time it takes a driver to see and recognize that there is a dangerous situation, the length of time it takes from the perception of danger to the start of braking, 3 to 4 seconds, type and condition of the pavement, percentage of grade of roadway, kind and condition of tire treads, vehicle design and condition of shock absorbers, type and condition of brakes, direction and speed of the wind. Stopping distances are based on tests made by the U.S. Department of Transportation. The driver reaction time is based on a reaction time of 3 to 4 seconds. Distracted driver syndrome. The problem. Driving is a risky activity. Each year, more than 40,000 people are killed in motor vehicle crashes and over 3 million people are injured. Research indicates that in more than 50% of all crashes, driver inattention was a contributing factor. How does driver distraction affect driving performance? Driving instructors estimate that a driver makes 200 decisions for every mile of driving. If you are mentally solving business or family problems while driving, you are adding to the total workload in your brain. If you take your eyes off the road for 3 to 4 seconds, your vehicle travels the length of a football field if you are going 55 miles per hour. Other factors, such as fatigue, weather, and traffic conditions, can increase the negative impact of distractions on driving ability. We've all seen them. People driving down the road reading the newspaper, putting on makeup, or concentrating on a cell phone conversation. Those are the most obvious examples of driver distraction. What may surprise many people is the number of other things we do in our cars that take attention away from the vital task of driving. Eating, drinking beverages, or smoking. Changing the radio, CD, or tape. Shaving, putting on makeup, or engaging in other personal grooming tasks. Engaging in intense, complicated, emotional, or lengthy conversations on cell phones or with passengers. Reading a road map, newspaper, or taking notes. Focusing attention on children or pets, especially those who are being rowdy. Retrieving unsecured cargo or objects. Driving an unfamiliar vehicle without first adjusting the mirrors and seat, selecting entertainment options and locating the lights, turn signals, and windshield wipers. Using cellular phones. Fatigue. Driving for long distances may make you drowsy or unaware of what is happening. Being drowsy is the first stage of falling asleep. Being unaware of what is happening is known as highway hypnosis. It is caused by monotony, the sound of the wind, the tires, and the steady hum of the engine. Take these precautions to avoid highway hypnosis. At first signs of drowsiness, do something positive. Don't just sit there and try to fight it. At the first rest or service area, pull off the highway and either take a nap, stretch a bit, take a break, or, if possible, change drivers. Don't depend on stay-awake drugs. They are apt to make your driving even more hazardous. Keep the interior of the car as cool as possible. To overcome highway hypnosis, make an effort to stay alert. Keep shifting your eyes from one area of the roadway to another, near and far left and right. Avoid staring straight ahead. Shift your position in the seat. Talk to your companion or listen to the radio. Vary your vehicle's speed slightly from time to time. Danger signs of drowsy drivers. Your eyes close or go out of focus by themselves. You have trouble keeping your head up. You can't stop yawning. You have wandering, disconnected thoughts. You don't remember driving the last few miles. You missed your exit. You keep driving out of your lane. Your speed becomes variable. If you become tired or sleepy while driving, it is best to rest, or, if possible, change drivers. Being tired dulls your mind and slows down your reactions, making driving hazardous. Keep in mind that lives are at stake. Concentration. Concentration is essential for safe driving. Driving is a full-time job. You should be constantly aware of the road and the other vehicles around you. Keep alert and you may be able to foresee a crash and avoid it. While you are driving, do not adjust the radio, read, apply makeup, shave or use a cell phone without a hands-free device. Constantly check the position of vehicles behind you, as well as those beside and ahead of you. Emotions affect your driving. If you are upset or angry, take some time to calm down before driving, or let someone else drive. You would be better off not driving at all when you are emotionally upset. Expressing your emotions while driving is dangerous. Cellular phones. In the District of Columbia, you must be hands-free while driving with a cellular phone. Remember, texting while driving is never allowed. The solution to distractions. Suggestions for helping you manage distractions safely. Secure everyone and everything before putting the vehicle into motion. Preset climate controls, the radio and the cassette or CD player. Know the location of turn signals, wipers and the lights in the vehicle. If you will be tempted to look at the newspaper, the business report or the day planner, put them in the trunk of the vehicle until you arrive at your destination. Don't attend to personal grooming behind the wheel. Don't wait until you are driving to plan your route. Plan before you go. Leave a little earlier and you will arrive at your destination safely and with less stress. Postpone complex or emotional conversations on the phone or with passengers until you arrive at your destination. If a passenger is distracting you, pull over where it is safe and legal to do so. Don't start driving until the situation is under control. When you are hungry or thirsty, take a break. Road rage and aggressive driving. It is anticipated that the demand on our road system will increase 40% by 2020 and that road capacity will only increase by 9%. Today's drivers are becoming increasingly frustrated on roads that routinely handle double the number of cars of 20 years ago. Rush hour traffic, the increasing number of construction sites, work zones, and traffic crashes add to the driver's frustration. The biggest culprits include tailgating, unsafe lane changing, speeding, running red lights and stop signs. Simple rules to reduce road rage and aggressive driving. Always allow extra travel time. Do not remain behind the wheel for more than 3 hours at a time. Maintain adequate distance from the vehicle in front of you so you will be able to stop in time to avoid a collision. Always signal your intention when turning or changing lanes. Always come to a full stop at red lights and stop signs. Do not run yellow lights. Let other drivers merge into traffic in an orderly fashion. Do not block the passing lane. Obey posted speed limits. Concentrate on your driving, not your cell phone, stereo, passengers, or other distractions. Use your horn, only in emergency situations to alert other drivers or pedestrians. Never engage in inappropriate behavior such as making faces or rude, obscene gestures. Avoid eye contact. Extend common courtesy to other drivers at all times. All drivers must do their part in making driving a safer, less stressful, and more pleasant experience. Special driving situations. Night driving. Night driving is more difficult than day driving and it is more dangerous. Per mile driven, the fatal crash rate at night throughout the nation is 2.5 times as high as during the day. At night, the driver does not see as far, as soon, or as much, and everything has a different appearance. The glare of oncoming headlights greatly increases the difficulty of seeing what's ahead, especially for older drivers. The glare causes the pupils of the eyes to contract and it takes time for them to readjust to less intense light. To avoid the glare from oncoming headlights, glance back and forth between the side of the road and straight ahead. During this recovery, your vision may be reduced. You can make your night driving safer by keeping your speed low enough to be able to stop within the distance you can see ahead. When approaching other vehicles, do not stare at their headlights. Use quick glances to learn the lane position of oncoming vehicles. Learn your own position. Be certain of the right edge of road. Look ahead for objects in your path. Keep your windshield clean. With a clean windshield, the headlights on oncoming cars won't bother you as much. Do not wear sunglasses at night. Stay awake and alert. Fresh, cool air will help. Use the road edge line for a guide. If there is no road edge line, use the center line for a guide. Watch carefully for highway signs. They are more difficult to see at night. Be especially watchful for pedestrians and stopped vehicles at night. Do not stop on the roadway for any reason. Carry a red warning light or flares for use when stops alongside the roadway are unavoidable. Cut down on smoking when you are driving a vehicle with the windows closed. Winter driving. Winter driving requires special precautions. Use chains, snow tires, or radial tires. Chains do the most to improve traction and stopping on ice and in snow. Yet, neither chains nor radial or snow tires make it safe for you to drive on ice or snow-covered roadways at normal speeds. You must slow down. Chains, snow tires, or radial tires must be used on designated snow emergency routes when a snow emergency is declared. Keep windows and lights clear. Remove all ice and snow and keep it off. Keep an ice scraper in the vehicle. Get the feel of the roadway. Start out very slowly. Then test your brakes gently to find out how well you can stop. Start slowing down long before you come to an intersection or turn. Keep a safe distance. The space needed between you and the car in front of you is much greater on ice and packed snow. Snow tires, radial tires, and even chains slide on ice and packed snow. Do not slam on the brakes. Do not steer sharply or change speed quickly. Keep an emergency kit in your vehicle. It should include the following: flares, first aid kit, blanket, kitty litter or sand for traction on snow, ice, small shovel. Keep your gas tank filled. Keep windshield fluid full. There is no such thing as a completely safe speed on ice and snow. In winter weather, every city block and every stretch of highway may be different depending upon sun, shade, the amount of salting being done, and other conditions. Watch ahead for danger spots. Blacktop roads, asphalt highways, can easily hide a thin layer of ice produced by melting and refreezing, sometimes known as black ice, can cause a crash if you are not aware of the danger. Remember, ramps and bridges freeze first before highways and roads. Also, plowed roads may refreeze at night or have icy patches from the daylight thawing of snow. Four-wheel drive vehicles slide on ice and snow too. If you are driving a four-wheel drive vehicle, do not assume that you can drive in ice and snow the way you would on dry pavement. Anti-lock brake systems. If your vehicle begins to skid and is equipped with an anti-lock brake system, do not pump the brakes. Instead, maintain steady pressure on the brakes to regain control of your vehicle from a skid. Skid prevention. Avoid abrupt changes in speed or direction. Drive as though you have an egg between your foot and the gas or brake pedal. Practice stopping and skid recovery in a safe area on private property at slow speed before attempting to drive on packed snow or ice. Slow down well in advance of the stopping point. Do not brake strongly and lock the wheels. If the wheels do not turn, you don't have control over the vehicle. Pump the brake pedals on vehicles that are not equipped with anti-lock brake systems. When road conditions are bad, leave earlier than you normally would to avoid having to rush. Curves. Because curves cause slipping and skidding, be careful of them, especially when traction is poor. Be more concerned about curves in wet weather, even more cautious on snow and most cautious on ice. Slow down to a safe speed before entering the curve. On a curve posted for 35 miles per hour in good weather, a safe speed may only be 20 miles per hour in wet weather and only 5 miles per hour or less on ice and snow. Recovery from a skid. Don't panic and do not brake. Immediately steer in the direction of the skid. If your rear wheels start going to the right, turn your front wheels to the right. Take your foot off the gas pedal, accelerator. Driving in fog. Fog can be thought of as a cloud at ground level. It forms when the temperature drops to the dew point, the temperature at which air is saturated, and invisible water vapor in the air condenses to form suspended water droplets. Fog can reduce visibility to 1/4 mile or less, creating hazardous driving conditions. When it is foggy, it is best to not drive at all, but if you must, these safety precautions will help. Reduce your normal driving speed. Reduce speed even more when you see headlights or taillights ahead. The headlights may be on a vehicle being driven down the center of the roadway. The vehicle with the taillights may be stopped or barely moving on or along the side of the roadway. Be prepared for an emergency stop. If the fog is so thick you cannot go at least 10 miles per hour, pull completely off the highway or stop at a rest area, service station, or other parking area. Use low beams on headlights or, if you have them, special fog lights. High beams often reflect back into your eyes, blinding you. With night driving, use the road edge lines or the right side of the road for a guide. You may not see highway signs until too late. Yellow pavement markings should never be on your right side, but always on your left side. Yellow is used to divide opposing roadway traffic and indicate the left travel edge of the roadway. White pavement markings denote the right travel edge of the roadway. Leave early enough to avoid the need to hurry. Drive defensively. Do not trust the other driver to do what you think he or she should do or what you would do in that person's place. For example, if the person's turn signal is flashing, don't assume the driver will make a turn. Plan ahead and decide what to do if the driver does not turn in the direction shown by the turn signal. Do not assume every driver will stop when there is a stop sign or red traffic light. Some drivers deliberately run stop signs and traffic lights. You should constantly be thinking of an escape route as you drive. After a few weeks of practice, this will become second nature. If a sudden emergency arises, you will have a plan of action ready. For instance, if you see an approaching vehicle start to pass and you think that driver may not have room to get back into the proper lane, slow down and check the shoulder and nearby area. That way, you will know where you can go if necessary. Look as far ahead as you can. In this way, you may see trouble developing in front of the vehicle ahead of you that may cause the driver to swerve or stop suddenly. For example, if you notice flashing red or yellow lights on a vehicle ahead, you should look for objects or people on the road. If a collision seems inevitable, don't panic. Try to steer your way out of it. Do anything to keep from hitting another vehicle or object head-on. Try to hit at an angle. If you have a choice, running your vehicle into a ditch may be preferable to hitting another vehicle. How to avoid being hit from the rear. Rear-end collisions are the most common kind of motor vehicle crashes. As the driver of the vehicle being followed, Here's what to do to lessen the chances of being hit from the rear. Be sure your stoplights are clean and in working order. To keep aware of what is going on behind you, check your rear view mirror periodically. Your back window must be clean and not fogged. Outside mirrors are helpful. Signal well in advance for stops, turns, and lane changes. Slow down gradually, not suddenly. Keep pace with traffic. If a vehicle follows too closely, slow down and let it pass. Interstate and other limited access highways. If you know how to use the interstate highways properly, they will get you where you want to go sooner, more easily, and more safely. However, you must know the safety practices of the highways. Before you start, are your tires in condition for high speeds? Do you have adequate oil and cooling water? Does your vehicle have any mechanical defects that may be dangerous? Do you feel in good condition to make this trip? Do you have enough fuel? Have you had enough sleep? Pre-set your navigation and review your route prior to departing. This will help you have a safe and pleasant trip. Entering the interstate, highways. Interstate and other limited access highways are usually reached by an entrance ramp and acceleration or deceleration lane. The entrance ramp gets you going in the desired direction, and the acceleration lane gives you the opportunity to get up to the speed of traffic. When entering an interstate, the solid painted lines that divide the entrance and the interstate should not be crossed. If there is a short entrance to an interstate, where there is no acceleration lane, you should speed up on the entrance only after you have found a gap in the traffic. In general, you should stop before entering an interstate when waiting for a break in the traffic. If entering an interstate from the left entrance, compare what you see in your mirrors with what you see when looking over your shoulder. Leaving the interstate, highway. Get into the right lane well before reaching the exit, if the exit is on the right side of the highway. Don't slow down on the main highway. Start slowing down as soon as you get into the deceleration lane and continue slowing at the beginning of the exit ramp. Slow down to the posted advisory speed for the ramp, or you may have trouble getting around curves. If you exit at the wrong place on an interstate, continue until you are off the exit ramp and look for a way to re-enter the interstate. Lane changing and passing on an interstate, highway. Because of the sustained high speeds on an interstate and other limited access highways, careful lane changing and passing are essential. Here are a few tips to help you. It is legal in the District of Columbia to pass on the left or on the right, but slow-moving vehicles must stay in the right lane. Thus, most of your passing should be on the left. Also, you cannot pass on the shoulder of the road. Safe passing depends on cooperation between drivers. Do not speed up when being passed. Quick movements at high speeds can be fatal. Do not return to the other lane too soon after passing. You should be able to see the headlights of the vehicle through your rearview mirror before changing back into the lane. Always signal a lane change. Check your blind spots by glancing over your shoulder. Check the outside mirror or look over your shoulder toward the left rear or right rear before changing into another lane. Never cruise in the blind spot of the vehicle ahead of you. Roundabouts. Roundabouts are circular intersections with an island in the center and have one or more lanes. Each road approaching the roundabout is marked with a yield sign and may also have yield line markings on the pavement. Drivers must pay attention and obey the signs. After entering the roundabout, drivers must travel in a counterclockwise direction. When approaching a roundabout, slow down. Use your turn signals to indicate where you want to go. If you plan to turn right, stay to the right as you enter the roundabout. If you plan to go straight, you may stay in either lane, if it is a dual-lane circular intersection. If you plan to turn left, stay to the left as you enter the roundabout. When you arrive at the roundabout, yield the right-of-way to motorcycles, pedestrians, and bicyclists. You also must yield to any vehicles already in the roundabout. Sometimes your entry point will be controlled by a stop or yield sign, or traffic signal. When the way is clear, you may enter the roundabout. While inside the roundabout, stay in your lane until you are ready to exit. Use your vehicle's right turn signal to let drivers around you know what you want to do. Do not overtake large vehicles. Large vehicles, for example, trucks and buses, may have to swing wide on the approach to or within a roundabout. Watch for their turn signals and give them plenty of room, especially since they may obscure other vehicles. Large vehicles may need to use the full width of the roadway, including mountable aprons used to negotiate a roundabout. Do not change lanes or take an exit before checking for vehicles that may be continuing through the roundabout in the lane next to you or behind you. Expect vehicles to be in blind spots you cannot see in your rearview or side mirrors. Quickly glance over your shoulder and check for any vehicles that may be in your blind spot. Stopping. Stopping on the traveled portion of the highway is prohibited. Stopping on the shoulder is permitted only when your car won't run or in other emergencies. When this occurs, raise the hood or tie a white cloth on the left door handle or radio antenna. Stay with your vehicle. Never walk along an interstate or other limited access highway. Backing. Do not back up on any highway, under any circumstances. The most common mistake that drivers make when backing up is failing to look both ways behind them. Mirrors do not give you a full view. To see as much as possible, turn your body and head to the right and look out through the rear window. Back up slowly and check for pedestrians and approaching traffic by glancing quickly to either side. Emergencies. Brake failure. Try pumping the brake pedal, non-ABS systems. If this does not restore braking ability, use the emergency, parking, brake. Shift to a lower gear, if possible. If necessary, rub sides of the tires against the side of the curb. Braking with anti-lock braking systems, ABS, are designed to prevent your wheels from locking up when braking. Whenever the vehicle's computer detects that one or more wheels are locking, ABS begins to pump the brakes for the driver at a much faster rate than the driver ever could to avoid locking. When the ABS engages, you will hear a rumble from the brakes and the brake pedal will vibrate under your foot. All the driver has to do is press down hard on the brake pedal, hold it, and steer the vehicle in the direction that you want it to go. The ABS computer is controlling which wheel is braking in order to prevent a skid. Resist the temptation to take your foot off the brake when ABS is engaged. Maintain constant pressure on the brake pedal. Drivers should be aware that removing steady pressure from the brake pedal or pumping the brakes will disengage or turn off the ABS. Drivers should practice using ABS and become familiar with how your vehicle reacts to sudden or emergency braking. The best place to practice is an empty parking lot. Wet brakes. After driving through deep water, you should test your brakes. They may pull to one side or not hold at all. To dry the brakes, put the car in low gear, drive slowly and apply the brakes lightly. Test the brakes every 200 feet, continuing until braking action returns to normal. Windshield wipers fail. If your windshield wipers fail during inclement weather, open the window, put your head out the window, drive your vehicle off the roadway and stop. Accelerator pedal sticks. Slap the accelerator pedal hard with your foot. Shift to neutral. Apply the brakes. Pull off the roadway and stop. Steering fails. If you suddenly lose steering control, ease up on the accelerator. If your vehicle continues through its natural balance to stay in your lane on the roadway, wait until it slows down and then apply the brakes gently to avoid changing direction. If your vehicle starts off the road or toward a pedestrian or another vehicle, apply the brakes quickly, using maximum pressure. Loss of control, steering and locking device. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while the vehicle is still in motion. This will cause the steering to lock and if you try to turn the steering wheel you will lose control of the vehicle. Headlights fail. If the highway is lighted, get off the roadway onto the shoulder or other available space as rapidly and safely as possible. If the highway is dark, try your parking lights, your directional signals, or your emergency flashers and get off the roadway. If all lights fail, stay on the roadway and slow down enough to pull off the roadway safely. Fire in vehicle. Knowing how to fight fires is important. Fires have been made worse by drivers who did not know what to do. Here are some procedures to follow in case of fire. Pull off the road. The first step is to get the vehicle off the road and stop. In doing so, park in an open area, away from buildings, trees, brush, other vehicles or anything that might catch fire. Do not pull into a service station. Use your cellular phone, if you have one, to notify police of your problem and location. Keep the fire from spreading. Before trying to put out the fire, make sure that it does not spread any further. With an engine fire, turn off the engine as soon as you can. Do not open the hood if you can avoid it. Shoot the fire extinguisher through louvers, radiator, or from the underside of the vehicle. For a cargo fire in a van or box trailer, keep the doors shut, especially if your cargo contains hazardous materials. Opening the van doors will supply the fire with oxygen and accelerate the fire. Extinguish the fire. Here are some rules to follow in putting out a fire. Know how the fire extinguisher works. Study the instructions printed on the extinguisher before you need it. When using the extinguisher, stay as far away from the fire as possible. Aim at the source or base of the fire, not up in the flames. Position yourself upwind. Let the wind carry the contents of the extinguisher to the fire rather than carrying the flames to you. Continue until whatever was burning has cooled. Absence of smoke or flame does not mean the fire is completely out or cannot restart. Only try to extinguish a fire if you know what you are doing and it is safe to do so. Vehicle approaching in your lane. If you see a vehicle coming toward you in your lane, pull to the right, slow down, sound your horn and flash your headlights. Do not turn into the lane the vehicle has left as the driver may realize their mistake and turn back into their proper lane. Stalling on railroad tracks. Look both ways for trains. If there is a train coming, get out of the vehicle and run along the side of tracks toward the train, to avoid being struck by the debris from the crash. Running off the roadway. If you run off or are forced off the road, these rules may save your life. Do not panic. Take your foot off the accelerator. Do not jam on the brakes. Brake carefully or not at all. Grip the steering wheel tightly, as unusual stress on the wheel may twist it from your hand. Do not try to get back on the roadway until you have the vehicle completely under control. Speed is reduced to 15 miles per hour or less, and you have looked for traffic behind you and beside you. Then turn the wheels sharply toward the road. Be sure not to go across the center line of the road or into another lane. Rumble strips. Rumble strips are short sections of corrugated roadway which alert you with the noise your tires make when you drive over them. Rumble strips warn of possible hazards such as dangerous intersections or when one is driving too close to the roadway edge. Tires. Look for tire problems. It is dangerous to drive with defective tires. Look for excessive wear. You need at least 4 32nd inch tread depth in every major groove on front wheels. You need 2 32nd inch on other wheels. No fabric should show through the tread or sidewall. Cuts or other damage. Tread separation. Dual tires that come in contact with each other are parts of the vehicle. Mismatched tire sizes. Radial and bias ply tires used together on the same axle. Cut or cracked valve stems. Re-grooved, recapped, or retreaded tires on the front wheels of a bus are not allowed. Wheel and rim problems. Defective wheels or rims could cause a crash. Bent or cracked rims can cause a tire to lose pressure or come off. Rust around wheel nuts may mean the nuts are loose. Check tightness. After a tire has been changed, stop a short while later and recheck tightness of the nuts. Missing clamps, spacers, studs or lugs mean danger. Mismatched, bent or cracked lock rings are dangerous. Wheels or rims that have had welding repairs are not safe. Blowouts. Blowouts are very much like running off the roadway onto a soft shoulder. If your tire blows out, do not apply the brakes. Grip the steering wheel tightly. Signal a turn to the right and pull the vehicle safely onto the shoulder. Decelerate and look for a safe place to drive off the road. Wait until the vehicle is almost stopped. Flooded engine. Press the gas pedal to the floor and hold it down. Turn the key in the ignition and keep it there for short intervals, 10 to 15 seconds. When the engine starts, release the gas pedal. Do not pump the gas pedal, it will make the flooding worse. Disabled vehicle. Get all four wheels off the roadway, if possible. Turn on the parking lights or emergency flashing lights and, if available, set out flares, blinking red lights or reflective triangle. Tie a handkerchief or white cloth to the radio antenna or to the left door handle and or raise the hood. Right of way. Laws govern the right of way, but never put these laws ahead of safety. The right of way means the right of one vehicle or pedestrian to proceed in a lawful manner on a highway in preference to another vehicle or pedestrian. If you have the right of way and others yield it to you, proceed immediately. You must, of course, obey stop signs, yield signs and traffic signals at intersections. If you enter the intersection after another vehicle, you must yield the right of way. If you are about to turn left at an intersection or into an alley, private road or driveway, you must yield the right of way to other pedestrians and vehicles until it is safe to turn. If you are entering a public street or highway from a private road or driveway, you must stop and yield to all approaching vehicles and pedestrians. If a traffic light turns green for you, you must still yield to pedestrians and vehicles in the intersection. Be on the lookout for red light runners. Authorized emergency vehicles, such as police cars, ambulances, and fire engines, have the right of way when they are giving a signal, either audible, siren, or visual, flashing light. When you hear or see a vehicle approach, you should immediately drive to the curb and stop, remaining stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. Do not follow any fire apparatus closer than 500 feet when it is responding to an emergency. Pedestrians' right of way. All pedestrians have the right of way at street crossings in town and cities, except where traffic officers or traffic control devices control traffic. Pedestrians in a crosswalk, whether marked or unmarked, have the right of way except when they enter the crosswalk on a red light or against the direction of a traffic officer. Pedestrian signals. At some particularly busy intersections, pedestrian signals may be used in combination with normal traffic signals. Drivers must obey the normal traffic signals. Pedestrians must obey the walk and don't walk signals. Crossing at crosswalks. The driver of a vehicle shall come to a complete stop when a pedestrian crossing the roadway in a crosswalk is on the half of the roadway on which the vehicle is traveling, or approaching so closely from an adjacent lane on the other half of the roadway as to be in danger. Whenever any vehicle is stopped at a marked or unmarked crosswalk at an intersection to permit a pedestrian to cross the roadway, the driver of any other vehicle approaching from the rear shall not overtake and pass the stopped vehicles. A pedestrian may not suddenly leave a curb or other place of safety and walk or run into the path of a vehicle which is so close that it is impossible to yield. Crossing at locations other than crosswalks. Though it is not recommended, if a pedestrian crosses a roadway outside of a crosswalk, the vehicle must yield the right of way to any pedestrian. Though the pedestrian does not have the right of way in these instances, the driver must always yield to pedestrians in these instances. Crossing at special pedestrian crossings. If a pedestrian crosses a roadway at a point where a pedestrian tunnel or overhead is provided, the pedestrian shall yield the right of way to vehicles approaching on the roadway. Although the pedestrian may not have the right of way, the driver always has the responsibility to yield to pedestrians in the intersection. Crossing between adjacent intersections. Between adjacent intersections, at which a traffic control signal is in operation, a pedestrian may cross a roadway only in a marked crosswalk or after yielding the right of way to any vehicle approaching on the roadway. Individuals with disabilities. Driver should be especially alert for and yield the right of way to pedestrians who are deaf, or have physical disabilities that require the use of canes, crutches, walkers, guide dogs, service animals, wheelchairs, or motorized scooters. These individuals may have difficulty detecting oncoming traffic and may need extra time to cross the road. Drivers should exercise extreme care and be prepared to stop when approaching children or obviously confused or incapacitated individuals. A five-sided sign is used to warn of school crossings. Diamond-shaped signs warn of pedestrian crossings. Sharing the roadway with others. The main purpose of traffic laws and rules of the road is to enable many roadway users, motor vehicles, bicycles, and pedestrians to share the roadways equally and fairly at all times. Roadway safety is based upon sharing the road with others. Sharing the road with large trucks. Maneuverability. Trucks are designed primarily to carry many products to and from towns and cities. They are not designed to be as maneuverable as cars. Trucks have longer stopping and accelerating distances, a wider turning radius, and weigh more. On multi-lane highways, tractor trailers generally stay in the center lane to help the flow of traffic on and off the highway. Staying in the middle lane also increases the truck driver's options if he or she has to switch lanes in order to avoid a dangerous situation or a crash. Passing. When passing a truck, first check to your front and rear, and move into the passing lane only if it is clear and you are in a legal passing zone. Let the truck driver know you are passing by blinking your headlights, especially at night. The driver will make it easier for you by staying to the far side of the lane. On a level highway, it takes only 3 to 5 seconds longer to pass a truck than a car. On a downgrade, the truck's momentum will cause it to go faster, so you may need to increase your speed. Complete your pass as quickly as possible, and don't stay alongside the other vehicle. If the driver blinks the lights after you pass, it may be a signal that it is clear to pull back in. Be sure to move back only when you can see the front of the truck in your rear view mirror. After you pass a truck, maintain your speed. Many auto-truck crashes are caused by autos making a quick lane change in front of a truck, then suddenly slowing or stopping because of traffic congestion, not allowing the truck driver time to readjust for a safe space allowance. Following a truck. If you're following a truck, stay out of its blind spots, up to 20 feet in front of the cab, on either side of the tractor trailer, particularly along the sides of the cab, and up to 200 feet in the rear. Stay to the rear of the truck and close to the tractor on the right side. Position your vehicle so the truck driver can see it in the side mirrors, then you will have a good view of the road ahead and the truck driver can give you plenty of warning for a stop or a turn. You will have more time to react and make a safe stop. When you follow a truck at night, always dim your headlights. Bright lights from a vehicle behind will blind the truck driver when they reflect off the truck's large side mirrors. If you are stopped behind a truck on an upgrade, leave space in front of you in case the truck drifts back slightly when it starts to move. Also, keep to the left in your lane so the driver can see that you're stopped behind the truck. If you cannot see the truck's mirrors, the truck driver cannot see you. Do not hang out in the no zone, side no zones. Trucks and buses have blind spots on both sides. If you cannot see the driver's face on the side view mirror, he or she cannot see you. If the truck changes lanes, you could be in trouble. Rear no zones. Avoid tailgating. Unlike cars, trucks and buses have huge no zones directly behind them. The truck or bus driver cannot see your car back there. If the truck or bus breaks suddenly, you have no place to go. Front no zones. Do not cut in front too soon after passing a truck or bus. Truck and bus drivers need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars. Look for the entire front of the truck in your rear view mirror before you pull in front, and then do not slow down. Backing up no zones. Never cross behind a truck that is backing up. Hundreds of motorists are killed or injured each year by ignoring trucks that are backing up. Truck drivers do not have a rear view mirror and may not see you cutting in behind them. Truck stopping distance. Trucks take longer to stop. A car traveling 60 miles per hour can stop in about 366 feet. A truck traveling at the same speed takes more than 400 feet to stop. Right and left turns. Pay close attention to truck turn signals. They cannot see cars squeezed in between them and the curb. Truck drivers must make wide right or left turns so that the rear of the truck or rear of the tractor or trailer can clear the corner or any other standing obstructions. Sometimes, space from other lanes is used to clear corners. To avoid a crash, do not pass until the turning action is complete. Bad weather. Following or passing a heavy truck, or being passed by one, in rain or snow creates visibility problems. Splash or spray from a truck's wheels and trailer can reduce visibility to nearly zero. Whenever driving in wet weather, be sure your vehicle's windshield wipers are working and there is fluid in the washer reservoir. Be sure your headlights are on. Some of the most common mistakes to avoid when driving around trucks. Do not cut off a truck in traffic or on the highway to reach your exit or turn. Cutting into the open space in front of a truck removes the truck driver's cushion of safety. Take a moment to slow down and exit behind a truck, it will only take a few extra seconds. Do not linger alongside a truck when passing. Always pass a tractor trailer completely and always on the left side. If you linger when passing any vehicle, your position makes it impossible for the trucker to take evasive action if an obstacle appears in the road ahead. Following too close or tailgating. Tailgating a truck or car is dangerous because you take away your own cushion of safety if the vehicle in front of you stops short. When following behind a truck, if you can't see the truck driver's outside mirrors, there is no way the truck driver can see you. If the vehicle you are following hits something in the road, you will have no time to react before it hits the front of your car. Never underestimate the size and speed of an approaching tractor trailer. Because of its large size, a tractor trailer often appears to be traveling at a slower speed than it is. A substantial number of car-truck collisions take place at intersections because the driver of the car does not realize how close the truck is or how quickly it is approaching. Stopping for school vehicles. When a school vehicle is stopping or has stopped on the roadway, and is operating the alternating flashing red lights, all vehicles must stop at least 20 feet from the front or rear of the school vehicle. No one can proceed until the alternating flashing red lights have been turned off. Drivers should continue to exercise caution once the flashing lights have been turned off. Drivers of other vehicles are not required to stop when they are on a divided highway and the school vehicle is on the other side of the divided highway. Sharing the road with motorcyclists. Almost half of all fatal motorcycle crashes involve cars. In collisions with motorcycles, drivers often say that they never saw the motorcycle. Drivers of cars must always be alert for motorcycles, as their size makes them very difficult to see. Always remain alert and check your blind spot frequently to make sure that a motorcycle is not passing you. You need to be especially alert for motorcycles when turning at intersections and when pulling out from a side road or driveway. A motorcycle is entitled to use the entire lane. Because the motorcycle is very maneuverable, the operator may move from side to side within the lane to avoid obstacles. Allow ample room for the motorcycle when passing and remember it is against the law to overtake or pass a motorcycle within the same lane. Be especially careful when following a motorcycle. Maintain a safe following distance at all times, as the motorcycle can stop more quickly than cars. Sharing the road with bicycles. Bicycle right-of-way. Bicycles are treated as vehicles in the District of Columbia. Bicyclists have rights and duties like those of a motor vehicle. Motorists must yield the right-of-way to bicyclists at intersections when passing and when turning. Most bicycles do not have turn signals and their operators use hand and arm signals to alert you of their intentions. Following a bicyclist. As you approach a bicyclist, slow down. Avoid the use of your horn. Bicyclists can usually hear an approaching vehicle and loud noises can startle the bicycle operator, causing a crash. Do not follow a bicycle closely. Bicycles can stop and maneuver quickly and a bicyclist can swerve or change speed to avoid a road hazard. Young bicyclists, in particular, are more likely to make surprising changes in direction. Passing a bicyclist. When passing a bicyclist, wait until it is safe and allow adequate clearance, usually about 3 feet from the side of your vehicle, and return to your lane when you can clearly see the bicyclist in your rear view mirror. Do not use your horn to alert or alarm the rider. If you are unable to safely pass, reduce your speed, follow the bicycle and wait for a safe opportunity to pass. A bicycle should be operated as close to the right side of the road as possible. However, cyclists are expected to use turn lanes. Merge safely with bicycle traffic when turning. Do not make right turns across the path of bicycle traffic. It is common for an experienced cyclist to reach speeds of 20 to 30 miles per hour and be closer than you think. sharing the road with streetcars. Streetcars are passenger vehicles that operate on fixed rails on public streets. The vehicles can operate in mixed traffic and, or a separate right-of-way. Typically, the same size as an articulated bus, the streetcar holds more passengers and operates at average speeds of 25 to 35 miles per hour. Streetcar operating speeds are similar to local buses, not exceeding the posted speed limit and keeping up with the flow of traffic. Drivers should adhere to observed traffic signs and watch for moving streetcars. Passing a streetcar. Use extra caution when passing a stopped streetcar as passengers may be entering or exiting. When passing a stopped streetcar traveling in the same direction, use extreme caution. Wait until it is safe, and pass on the left side of the streetcar. Parking along a streetcar route. District law prohibits parking, stopping, or standing a vehicle on or within a streetcar guideway or adjacent to a streetcar platform. A vehicle in violation of this law shall be subject to fine and removal or impounding. When parking along a streetcar route, do not park on tracks. Park your vehicle within the solid white line. Check for approaching streetcar when operating vehicle doors. Double parking is illegal.